in to a bonus episode of the Adrian Ross Show on the BMG Network. That is thebmgnetwork.com. My episodes usually go live on Tuesdays only at 5 o'clock a.m. Eastern, 4 o'clock a.m. my time, which is Central Time. This week, however, I come to you with a bonus. Why? Because there's something that I just want to comment on. And I appreciate you tuning in. Perhaps you've heard. The current administration in the United States has decided that it is necessary, I guess, to knock on folks' doors and encourage them to get vaccinated for the coronavirus. Now, this is not about whether someone decides to get vaccinated or if they decide to refrain from vaccination. This is not about me being anti-vax. This is about common sense and decency and privacy and so many other things probably. Now, I am not vaccinated. I do not intend to get vaccinated. I am not interested in being an experiment. And so I've made that decision and I'm fine with that. I also believe in freedom. So for those people who have decided to get vaccinated, I ain't hating on you. I don't have an issue with your decision. You do what you got to do. You do what you feel like doing. I'm just saying I'm not getting vaccinated. Having said that, that's really neither here nor there in terms of what we're talking about today. And that is this. The government is known for overstepping, you know, and freedom is definitely something that's been on the line for some time now. But this is some serious stuff right here. I know that they're pushing the vaccinations, and I believe that some have good motives. I also believe there's an agenda behind it for some other people. And again, that's a story for another day, I guess. But for this day, when you've reached the point where you think it's okay for you to knock on people's doors to try to get them to be vaccinated, you done lost your common sense, if you had any, especially when it comes to vaccinations. People have all kinds of reasons for not being vaccinated. You know, there's evidence out there that, contrary to what some people are saying, it's not safe. There have been adverse reactions. There have been deaths. There have been things that people have tried to cover up. Some people have religious reasons for not getting vaccinated. Some people just, they don't have a reason. They ain't getting vaccinated. It's just as simple as that. They don't need a reason, okay? It's bad enough that you can't even turn on the television without some Hollywood star that they've drug out or dragged out or whatever to try to get people to get vaccinated, telling people it's safe when they don't know, because there hasn't been any long-term results yet. It is an experiment, et cetera, et cetera. And you drag out these folks who don't know what they're talking about and try to, you know, push you in that direction. That's bad enough. It's bad enough that you can't walk into a store where people are saying only the fully vaccinated don't have to wear a mask. It's bad enough that people want to ask you questions about it when it's none of none of their business or none of their business. Okay. But now you're talking about knocking on people's doors. This is bad all the way around. It's a bad idea. It's an invasion of people's time and privacy. And it's just a bad idea. It's not like people have not heard that there's a goal to get everyone vaccinated. It's not that people don't know that certain organizations and different things are offering perks to people who are willing to, quote, get the jab, get shots in arms. We know. So if we haven't gotten vaccinated, do we really need you to come knock on the door and tell us that we haven't gotten vaccinated and that we need to? We already know what you think about it. And many of us already don't trust you. And even if we do trust you, if we haven't gotten vaccinated, then we consciously made a decision not to. Why are you knocking on people's doors? And furthermore, and this might even be the biggest point that I want to make, I just think it's unwise. You know, this is an issue that really has people riled up. It's an emotional issue for many people. Okay? And so to determine that you're going to knock on someone's door on an issue like this that brings up so many emotions, so many opinions, so many deep thoughts, you're setting people up for conflict. Because there are some people who are not going to be kind when they're relaxing in their home with their families, having made whatever determination that they've made for themselves and for their families, which they are entitled to do still, believe it or not, in this country. And then you come knocking on their door and they're already not feeling you. And they're already, you know, they've already gotten their thoughts, their ideas, their feelings, their emotions, their opinions, their decision, using their freedom. Remember that word? You come knocking on their door, it might not be good. I've already seen memes out there of what could happen to people who are harassing people by knocking on their doors. And let me just say this, I'm not condoning any kind of violence or any kind of conflict. I'm anti that, which is why I'm saying it's unwise to send people to people's doors, to their homes, to push your thing, your agenda, whether your motives are right or wrong. That's really beside the point. This is just not the thing to do. So sometimes I wonder, you know, these so-called leaders, sometimes I wonder, who do they get their advice from and where are these people living? Because they should know, leave folks alone when it comes to this stuff. If you want the CDC to do what the CDC does, okay. If you want Fauci to do what he does, okay. If you want to take over the television, you know, whatever, okay. But now you're knocking on my door. And that's a problem. And it's unwise. And somebody needs to know that. Leave folks alone. Especially when you're walking on their property, trying to get them to do something that for whatever reason they don't want to do. I just think it's unwise, and I think it's going to cause a problem because people are not going to like it. Many people are not going to like it. And here's the deal. Many of them are not the kind of people who are going to hide that they don't like it. So now we've got conflict that is absolutely unnecessary. So all I'm saying, listen, I'm a nice person. I'm probably, you know, well, some of my family call me nasty, which they say is a combination between nice and nasty. Or Adrian will tell you off with a smile, or Adrian will tell you off professionally. You know, I don't want to tell anyone off. I'm a pretty kind person. So I'm probably not going to kick you off of my property in a mean way. But not everybody is Adrian Ross. Some people, I mean, I will engage in conversation and I will say, no, I'm exercising my right. That's usually my phrase. I'm exercising my right not to get vaccinated. Oh, has so-and-so in your family been vaccinated? No, we have exercised our right not to. So I will be clear on that. But some people are not going to be that nice, you know, and when you're in their space, then they may feel they have a right to be very, very, let's just say, vocal. Okay, so can we get any more ridiculous? You know, government is good for overstepping, particularly when certain factions are in charge. I'll leave it at that. But this is definitely over the top. So make it stop like yesterday. Well, that's all I have to say today on this bonus episode of the Adrian Ross Show. I invite you to check out the BMG Network as well as podcast platforms and subscribe to the Adrian Ross Show. Share with a friend, write a review, rate it, and God bless you abundantly. The Adrian Ross Show was produced and edited in the BMG studio. The music was provided by Kevin MacLeod. Find more episodes of The Adrian Ross Show at thebmgnetwork.com and major podcast platforms. Be sure to tune in regularly. You don't want to miss even one episode.